Contrary to U.S. claims, Washington's hostile Cuba policy amounts to a fierce economic, trade, and financial blockade.
It is impossible to say that the measures taken and the policy conducted by the U.S. towards Cuba is not an economic blockade in the literal sense of the word.
Carlos Fernandez de Cossío, Director General of the U.S. Desk at Cuba's Ministry for Foreign Affairs.
It is not only the fact that it prohibits U.S. companies from trading with Cuba or the possibility of exports to Cuba or imports from Cuba. It doesn't only prevent Cuba from carrying out financial transactions with the United States or using the U.S. dollar or having transfer of technology from the United States, but also it is a very comprehensive set of coercive economic measures with a very significant extraterritorial impact, meaning that it does not only limit Cuba's trade relationship with the United States, it limits Cuba's trade relationship with the rest of the world. And it provokes limitations also in Cuba's financial transactions with the rest of the world or the transfer of technology needed for development from the rest of the world.
And Washington's nearly six-decade-old blockade policy toward Cuba.